girl, and Rollo Martins, and myself. And there weren't any tears. After it was over, the girl walked away without a word to either of us, down the long avenue of trees that led to the main entrance and the tram stop, splashing through the melted snow. I said to Martins, "I've got transport. Can I give you a lift?" "No," he said. "I'll take a tram back." "You win. You've proved me a bloody fool." "I haven't won," he said. "I've lost." I watched him striding off on his overgrown legs after the girl. He caught her up and they walked side by side. I don't think he said a word to her. It was like the end of a story, except that before they turned out of my sight, her hand was through his arm, which is how a story usually begins. He was a very bad shot and a very bad judge of character, but he had a way with westerns, a trick of tension, and with girls. I wouldn't know what. And Crabbin? Oh, Crabbin is still arguing with the British Council about Dexter's expenses. They say they can't pass simultaneous payments in Stockholm and Vienna. Poor Crabbin. Poor all of us, when you come to think of it.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.